And now for today's shiur, what we are doing today is halacha v'lo lemaisa, meaning raya da machmas tashmish kim'at never happens. It kim'at never happens in our world. So let's go slowly. I was talking to Rav Schechter this morning. He's like, yeah, 35 years ago, there was a boy in yeshiva and he married a young woman and she was a thalidomide child. Years ago, there was a medication that they gave to pregnant women that was called thalidomide. And thalidomide had, it was given to prevent morning sickness. And it had some really nasty side effects. Like the babies were born and they were very deformed often. Their arms and legs were deformed and there could be unpredictable side effects. And one of the side effects was that there was a woman whose endometrial lining protruded into the vagina, which meant that whenever they would have Tashmish Amita, the husband would be running up against the vagina and she would bleed. Now, technically speaking, you could go to the doctor, and the doctor would say that the dam is coming from the protruding endometrial lining, but you need to go to the doctor after each time because there's mamish blood after each time, and the husband couldn't handle it, and they got divorced. And
not because of Rosa
Machmas-Tashmish? So not because of Rosa Machmas-Tashmish technically, but it was the type of thing they could have avoided the shayla, the way Rav Schechter told me this morning. They could have just gone to a doctor every time and gotten some sort of clarification that this dam is dam maka technically, but they didn't want to go through this. And the husband got divorced. It's not much a terribly unfortunate story. And the woman ended up like marrying, like terrible situations. Or she's like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to her. It was like a disaster story. The Sheva Talevi writes, that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Rasa Machmas Tashmashailas. His Lashon on page Samaches is there are Eitzos al Yedei Harofim, Ukimat Tamid Moel Latapel Berefuos. You can almost always deal with Rasa Da Machmas Tashmash al Yedei Berefuos. It doesn't come up. The Etzim, it doesn't come up. So this is la halacha velo lemaisa, but there is lomdus and certain important yesodos that do emerge from the sugya. Just to begin the conversation, the sugya is on samachayim and beis. Go over to samach vavam and aleph. The Gemara tells us that if someone is roya da machmas tashmish, so you have tashmish hamita pam rishona shniya ushlishis. After number three, you have to get divorced. She can marry a second husband. If she's Rosa Machmas Tashmish from the second husband, she has to get divorced from him also. Then you can marry a third husband. If you're Rosa Machmas Tashmish after the third husband, so then you're Asura L'chol Ha'olam. You're Asura to everybody. That's the story. The Gemara discusses that lo kol ha'ivarim shavim, the lo kol ha'kochos shavos. Meaning, in order to create a full-fledged chazaka that yiras adamachas tashmish, it has to be three bias, which each man, because lo kol ha'kochos shavim, and lo kol ha'ivarim shavim, and not all ivarim of the zachar are the same, and therefore you need a chazaka to be established both in the number of bias with each husband and with three different husbands. That's all in the Gemara. The Gemara then tells us that there is a bedika that can be done, which is called bedikas shvuferes. You take a tube. The tube cannot be made out of wood. The wood was scratched. What you do is you have a tube that's made out of some sort of lead. You put a michol, like michol b'shvuferes, that's the lashon of the Gemara in Makos. You put a michol, like a wad of cotton, into the tube. And if the dam comes out on the katan, you know the dam is min hamakar. If the dam does not come out on the katan, so then one of two things could be. Right? This is not beferish in the Gemara, but the dam could not come out on the katan, and it's really dam min hatzdadim. It could be that there's dam on the side of the tube. In that case, racha'ira, you know it's dam makom min hatzdadim. Alternatively, there could be no dam that came out, that the wad of cotton is perfectly clear, and there was nothing on the studim. So in that case, we assume it's just like some sort of freak occurrence. In that case, we assume that we don't know exactly what it was, and the chavas das nems on, that in that case, we assume that the dam that came out is some sort of choli. It's some sort of disease. The Gemara later on is clear that there's a type of choli that can produce Ras Adam Machmas Tashmish. The Gemara talks about a woman who's Ras Adam Machmas Tashmish, and she comes in front of Rebbe. Rebbe tells Avdon to go scare her. It's like the proverbial pulling a mouse out of the box, and like the mouse goes like, ah, right? So she gets scared. There are two girsos, either charara stam or cherda stam. Some blood comes out. That you can be healed ayidei the charada. There's another woman who wasn't healed by the charada. She was memala vinopetzasi. She was just full of dam, and the fear did not bring the dam out. So that woman was taka asura la'olam, meaning to say that you can have ras adam achmas tashmish in the sense of it is some sort of holy. That's the way the Chavas Das sets it up. Alternatively, you could have ras adam achmas tashmish, which l'cha'ira is based on some sort of veses. It's a veses for chimud. When we learned the sugya of dam chimud, if you remember, we pointed out that there's a machlekes haposkim. What exactly is the chimud? Is the chimud for nesuin, or is the chimud for the bia? This sugya of ras adam achmas tashmish, the way the Chavas Das sets it up, the issue is that it's ras adam achmas tashmish, and there's a certain chimud of bia that brings the dam out. When she is desirous of having Tashmish Hamita, again, the medicine here, Feshtei Echnisht, when she's desirous of having Tashmish Hamita, that could cause a Re'iyas Dam. And says the Chavas Das, that's the pshat in the Gemara of Lo Kol Ha'ivarim Shavim, Lo Kol HaKochos Shavos. Certain women might have more taiva for certain avarim, etc. And that could be the issue of ras adam achmas tashmish. This is the basic summary of the Gemara.
That would be every time.
So if that's the case, so then l'cha'ira, we have to be nervous that there's a veses, that there's an established pattern. And if there's an established pattern of Re'iyas Dam, so we have to be choshesh for the veses, etc. And you can potentially establish like a veses if you have three Re'iyas. And if you have three Re'iyas, you have to get divorced. We're going to be choshesh for the veses, right? The first time it happens, right? So you have to be choshesh second time, third time, like regular din of vestos. But this is the type of veses that's established al yedei b'chinod. Meaning to say, the way the Chavas Das sets up the Gemara, there are two potential issues or potential reasons why you're Ras Adam Achmas Tashmish. It could be you have this disease. If you have a disease, we will be mevarer that al yedei the shvoferes. If it's some element of chimud, and a potential veses that's established for chimud, so l'cha'ora shvoferes doesn't prove anything. The woman will have chimud for tashmish hamita. She's not going to have chimud for the shvoferes that is inserted. So the shvoferes of the chavas das is only coming to remove the issue of that it's a choli. Once you remove the issue that it's a choli, so then we don't have a svek svek ala hachmir. That's why the chavas das sets up the sugya. Ordinarily, it's a svek svek ala hachmir. Maybe it's dam min hamakar because of the chimud for tashmish. Maybe it's dam min hamakar because of the choli. Right, that's a svek sveka lahachmir. There's only one sad lahakel, that it's dam min hatzdadim. I remove one safek lahachmir al yedei bedikas shvoferes. Again, this is Judaism according to the Chavas Das. I remove one safek lahachmir al yedei bedikas hashvoferes. Memela, it's on one on one. I have one sad lahachmir, one sad lahakel. If I have one sad lahachmir, one sad lahakel, I'm going to say the woman does not have to get divorced because it bribes some sort of suffix. But because it's a suffix and it's a suffix da'iraisa, so the dam is going to be tummy. Right? In other words, you're not mechayev her to get divorced, but she's still going to have to go through a shiva nikim and have to go to the mikvah. Because, right, think about it. Maybe this is dam min hamakar. Maybe it's dam min hatzdadim. I don't know. I have a shayla on a da'iraisa because dilma hargashas shamash. Maybe there's a hargash and it was just masked by the tashmish hamita. So I have a shayla on a da'iraisa, so she's going to be tamea. But the added chumra of ra'asa machmas tashmish that you have to get divorced, we're only going to say zach b'chavas das if I have a svek sveka lahachmir. It's mamish a gvaldika analysis of the sugya, right? That there's two potential reasons, svek sveka lahachmir, and you have to get divorced. Oh. Now, this issue, yeah?
Don't we always say, though, that we brought other kind of sick fakes in that case, and then there's been someone that says, well, it's still either from the core or not from the core. So even in that case, how do you say there are two started that it's inside of the core, and then one stab that's not from the core? Then they still either from the core.
So you're saying, what you're arguing is that, listen, it's a shame echad.
Right.
Right, and svek sveka mishem echad isn't a svek sveka, so I'll agree with that. But what we're saying over here is a svek sveka lahachmir mishem echad. In other words, that there are more possibilities. It's much more likely that she's tamea, and since it's so, or it's much more likely that dam is min hamakar, and therefore we're mechayev her to get divorced. Ellie, you want to come?
Well, even if you can do that in chia, maybe you could say it's not mishem echad because the difference is between the different kinds of dam that come from the fin.
So I'm not sure. You're saying because of that chidushi haran on daf chaf, that dam chimud, even if it comes to the makar, has a different smell. Right, it speaks about that Amayra had a difference. Who was it? Had the kayaf. It's like Mashiach tzidkenu. No, the pasuk says the ruach Hashem. Right, that the Mashiach is going to dan al pi reyach. So currently, that Amayra the Ran understands on daf chaf was dan al pi reyach on beis echnish, but maybe. I don't know if that's considered a svek sveka, though, if there's no halachic nafgamina. In other words, according to many, the way the Rashba's Docha the Ran, he's just trying to show his bekis, right? It's not clear from that Ran that he's saying that dam chimur is min hatayra tahar, right? And because it's uterine blood.
Right.
Why would it be tahar? The only reason that it's tahar is because if uterine blood comes out, Shelo al yedei hormonal, what's it called? There's a whole discussion, okay, polyps, right? Women can sometimes have a polyp, which is like a little bump. I was mamish not planning on talking about this today. It's like a little bump that is inside the uterus, uterine polyps. There's a big machlokas among doctors what happens. Some doctors understand that what the uterine polyp does is it tricks the body into thinking that the endometrial lining should shed. So it causes a hormonal blood flow. Others say that the polyp is the equivalent of a maca. If it's equivalent of a makkah, there's a whole discussion in the poskim, which probably goes back to the Gemara about if I have a makkah min hamakar. A makkah means that, like, I cut myself. If I cut my finger, blood's going to come out. If I cut my uterus, blood will come out also. But there's always the potential that I cut my uterus. And what that does is it makes blood come up from the makkah. But once the blood is coming out, it like sends a message to the brain that the brain thinks it's a hormonal blood flow. And
this is the same
thing
as fibroids?
Polyps and fibroids. Yeah, again, I'm not a doctor. I think they're actually slightly different, but it does the same thing as far as I know. So let's just go back. There is a, the Chavis Das understands that the Lomdus Aros Adam Achmas Tashmish is one of two things. It is either some sort of Veses, Dahainu, a Veses for Chimud Tashmish, which Lecha Oira is the equivalent of one of the following Vestas. In, we spoke about this a little bit with respect to birth control pills. There is something called a veses ha'achilis. When I, again, certain times I have a veses, not because X number of days cause it, not because it's like a hormonal flow that is based on the body's clock, but based on there's some external thing that causes the flow. One of those examples is called a veses ha'achilos. Right, I could be ochalas shum virasa. No, I could eat garlic, and the eating of the garlic causes a re'iyas dam. There's also something called a veses hakefitzos. I could do a somersault, and I actually can't do a somersault, trust me. But assuming someone could do a somersault, so that somersault could potentially cause the re'iyas dam. That's a veses ha-kefitzais. The shach in se'if katin, making me open my shulchan up, the shach in se'if katin lamed hey of our simin is midam erasa machmas tashmish to chachum. The shach writes that rasa machmas tashmish is considered al yedei aynes kimo kfitzo. That's what the Shach writes in Sifkat and Lamed Hei. The Chavis Das jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Chavis Das writes, I believe, in Sifkat and Yud Dalid or Tesvav. The Chavis Das says, one second, Shach, you're telling me it's like Veses Hakfitzais, Toisvis on Samach Vav writes that it's like Veses Achilas Shom. It's not like Veses HaKfitzos. There is a nafgamino in terms of whether the Veses can be Morkov. Meaning to say, if it is a Veses like Kefitza, so Kefitza operates independently. It never combines with days. The assumption is that if I jump, it creates a re'iyas dam. Whether I jump on the Wednesday or a Thursday, kfitza is an independent marker. However, again, I don't know these demon. However, veses of achilas shum can combine with days.
Does the walking have more kav
if you increase the and yamim? Kfitza and yamim apparently cannot be a morkov. That, again, I'm just reading the Chavis Das over here. Right? Veses shenikba machma shnei oinsim. Can it be a veses? No. Kovish loisha pa'amim lo havi veses kabua so lo cheshin pamachas. But rather it's like a achilas topolin and shum that Tosfos writes, and therefore it's shayich laharkava. I'm just reading the Chavis Das here in Os Yadavar.
Does that mean that for this
Chavis Das, maybe
not
like this type of
Veses
or
Achilas,
does that mean now this is the husband might be the Oraisa? So is what the Oraisa? The Pashtus is that all Vestos are Drabbanon, right? That's the Pashtus. L'cha'ayra, if the din of rasa machmas tashmish is some sort of veses, so then the chash is a din d'rabbanan, because we paskin vestals are always d'rabbanan. The pattern that's established isn't a pattern level d'oraisa, like we discussed. But if the din of rasa da machmas tashmish is based on some sort of presumed choling, so then one could argue that it's a din d'oraisa. Now, the big nafgamina over here, the Chavos Das says both. The Chavos Das is choshesh, that it is a choli until proven otherwise, ayidei the b'dika shfuferes. The Noda b'Yehuda has a meiridika kula in Rasa Damach Mustashmish. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes this in Se'if Katin Aleph. The Noda b'Yehuda writes that he thinks Rasa Damach Mustashmish has to be treated like a Veses, and therefore it is a Veses, but it's not as strong as a Veses Kavua. So if the woman has a Veses Kavua, that beats the Veses of Rasa Damach Mustashmish. Meaning, let's say a woman, right, you can establish a Veses before you're married. So before she's married, every 30th day, she sees Dan. Every, like, pick your Veses. Then she's Rasa Machmas Tashmish. The Rasa Ta Machmas Tashmish is considered a Veses She'eno Kavua Zachinai Behuda. Even if it happens three times, it's never Kavua. It's like some sort of Achilas Shum, let's say, or some sort of Kfitzos, right? If it's never considered a Veses that's as strong as a regular Veses. And based on this, the Noda b'Yehuda says, if you have a woman who establishes a Veses after she's a Rasa Machmas Tashmish, so then the Chumras of Rasa Machmas Tashmish don't apply anymore. He's Mesupik about if I have a woman, like the case I gave, that she had a Veses beforehand, can she become a Rasa Machmas Tashmish? That is the Noda b'Yehuda. The Noda b'Yehuda has a line over here, though, that he says, these shailos shall only be paskened by the Gedolei Hadar. I asked Rav Shapta this morning, is this like so much more difficult than every other area in Hilchos Nida? Why over here does like only Gedolei Hadar have a right to answer shailos? So of course Rav Shapta said, I don't know. Hey, but I don't know. I don't know why the Noda b'Yehuda says that these are shailos that can only be addressed by the Gedolei Hadar. This question about whether the Vestais, whether the din of Rasa Machmas Tashmish is, I'd say, Veses plus Choli, or whether I'm a Noda b'Yehuda Jew, that it is just a Veses. And the nafgamina is, if you have a more powerful Veses, do you have to be choshesh for it at all? There's also a nafgamina in the Pisvei Tshuva Se'if Katan Hey. What about a woman who's a Rasa Machmas Tashmish and she's pregnant? Do you have to be choshesh for, can you have Tashmish Hamita while she's pregnant? So the Chavos Das writes, Aser. Noda b'Yehuda writes, Mutter. This is in the Pisrei Tshuva, Se'if Katan Hey. L'cha'ora, they are going l'shitasam. No? According to the Noda b'Yehuda, it's fundamentally only a Veses. If it's only a Veses, so if I'm a Muhuberes or a Meinika, I don't have to be nervous about Vestos. But if I'm a Chavos Das Jew, that I have to be worried about the Choli in addition to the Veses, right? Like we explained the Chavos Das. So then, even Bimei Ibura Umei Nikasa, you have to be Choshesh as well. That is one Ha'ara that we have. Yes, sir?
We pointed out that if it didn't have Ves, it would be Darabana. Could it be Darabana? I'm just pointing out that don't view that Mr. Festus the Rice.
No, he's not. Well, maybe. No, there's a Noi who says that Pri Shava Onasama Festus is the Eraisa.
Exactly.
So
Pri
then.
From this.
In other words, you're saying that in this.
The future. That
right.
This thing is future and past. That's it.
Correct. That's a good ha'ara. In other words, according to Noi Yehuda, so I cheshbon this out one time. 1 second. You have to figure out what the rasa machmas tashmish means. Is the pshat in rasa machmas tashmish azoy? The Baal HaMa'or writes that rasa machmas tashmish means the way we set it up. That because of the chimur of the bia, she would have seen dam already by the time the tashmish begins. Alternatively, rasa machmas tashmish means that when you're in middle of tashmish, that's going to be goreim the re'iyas dam. The nafgamina is what you just said, past versus future.
Right.
There seems to be a machlokas between the Ravid and the Baal HaMa'or about this nekuda. Rav Vosner kind of makes a big deal about this. Okay, so that is one ha'ara that I wanted to make regarding Rasa Da Machmas Tashmish. Another issue that will come up is as follows. We'll have to talk in Se'if Dalet. The Gemara tells me that im yesh la makah tola b'makasa, im yesh la veses tola b'vesta. And there's going to be a sheet of the Mordechai that we'll have to talk about, very famous, in Seif Dalet. Do I assume that these things work independently? I'm tola b'makah, or I'm tola b'veses, or do I assume them only tola b'veses if I can say there's also a makah? Now, l'cha'ora, if the din of Rasa Machmas Tashmish is only some sort of veses, and like we quoted from Taisvis, it is a weaker veses, it's like a veses achilas shum rather than a paradigmatic full-fledged veses, so then we could say that just a stronger veses alone will beat this veses. That would be Nodeb Yehuda land. The Nodeb Yehuda would have to go, or should go, with that one mahalach in the Mordechai, the Yesh Lo Veses, Taila Bevesta, that alone is going to make me not a Rasa Machmas Tashmish. However, the other mahalach would say that no, Im Yesh Lo Veses, Tola Bevesta is only if I have both a Makkah and a Veses. Again, well, we're going to have to read this more to Chaim Yirtz Hashem and go through what Se'if Dalet and Shulchan Aruch says. It's mamish an important sugya, but just bigadol, I think this issue should be toloi in our favorite Nodeb Yehuda versus, what's it called, versus the Chavis Das. It's worth noting, the Lechem V'Simla has the following ha'ara. He says, these dinim of Rasa Machmas Tashmish are found in the 10th parak of Maseches Nida. Most of the dinim of Vestos are found in the 2nd parak of Maseches Nida. We don't have regular dinim of Vestos at the end of the Masechta. We have them like we saw, Daf, right, like yesterday, we learned Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, right, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, there's Machlekes, Vestos Deiraisa, Vestos Lav Deiraisa. By the time you get to Samach Hei, Samach Vav, you're not doing the sugyas of Vestos in the classical Vesa sense. So Zup, the Lechem V'Simla, it's a shtickle indication that the Chavis Das is correct, that it's not just pure Vesas. Again, the Rashi and the Tosfos disagree about this sugya a teeny bit. There's a famous machlokas hatanoyim between Rebbe and Rashbag about whether Trei Zimni Hevichazaka or Tlas Zimni Hevichazaka. Is it twice or is it three times to be a chazaka? So Rashi writes on Samach Vav that when we say you have Bia time one, time two, time three, Zot Rashi, Tlas Zimni Ba'i L'chazaka Kirashbag. Taisa says our Gemara is going to quench Rashbag. The Gemara later on has a line that according to Rebbe, im yesh l'maka toy l'makasa. Zuck Rashi. Yeah, that line, the Gemara says Rebbe, that means hach mosa l'chuda is Rebbe ka'amar. But kula sugya is Rashbag. That's the shita of Rashi. Meaning, Rashi is saying that this is relevant for the regular dinim of trezimni or tlasizimni, the regular shayla of vestis. The Tosfos, however, writes that our Gemara is true even according to Rebbe, that ordinarily trezimni have a chazaka, but here it's tlasizimni have a chazaka because it's like vestis achilashum. That's why Tosfos says it, meaning this is somehow a weaker form of a vestis. That seems to be the idea of Tosfos. It's not paradigmatic vestis. Again, this is not exactly the same as the way you presented the Night of Yehuda and the Chavestas, but this issue somewhat connects. Let's talk about one other Nakuda here in the Sugya. The Mechaber tells me that to be a Rosh HaMachmas Tashmish, it has to be Shalosh Pa'amim. You have Bia three times. Zak the Shach and the Taz, three times means Im HaRishon. Right? The first Bia is one. Second Bia is two. Third Bia is three. That's what makes you a Rasa Machmas Tashmish. The Dogomer Ravava points out that this Shach that says it's Gimel Pa'amim Im HaRishon is Saiser the Shach we did yesterday. Because if you remember, the Shach, yesterday we learned about the B'dikos Kodem Tashmish. And we pointed out that there are three Shitas in Rishayim, no? Rashi, never. Rabbeinu Chananel, always. Rif, three times. Right? Three Shitas in Rishayim. The Mechaber and the Ramah seem to pass like the Rif. The Shach says that the Rif doesn't really mean it. The Rif is in Ksubis, not in Shavuos / Nida, where it should be. That's the Shach's Nakuda. Moreover, is up the Shach. When the Rif says three times, the Rif means after time one that you were Rasa Machmas Tashmish. So then you have to do three times Bedikas to make sure you're not Rasa Machmas Tashmish, right? Remember, yesterday we said that Reb David Lifshitz says never do Bedikos Kaidim Tashmish. Pashtus is he's going according to the Shach. What the halacha really is that once you're Rasa Machmas Tashmish, Ein Mol, once it happened one time, that is when you trigger the riff that you have to do three bedikas. That would mean, right? Again, I went to Yeshiva for Rakwe, so I know how to do this type of math. 1 + 3 equals 4. 4, right? Have to translate. 1 + 3 equals 4. That would mean that Shulchan Aruch, when it says Pam Yishayin and Pam Shnei and Pam Shlishis, this means 1, 2, and 3 after the first time. So the Dog Amir Rebava comments, Nirad is Soser Atzmo in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, that the Tiras HaShlomim over here already points out that the din should be 4 times, not 3 times. The Shach over here seems to be Soser himself. Okay, that's the next Ta'ara that's worth mentioning. The last Ta'ara I wanted to mention is Azoy. How soon after Tashmish do you have to see the Dam to be a Rasa Machmas Tashmish? Now the Gemara has different Shi'urim. There's a Shi'ur to be Chayiv a Karban Chatis, which is what's called Osyom, immediate. Then there is the shear to be chayv an asham toli, which is that she sticks her hand under the pillow, takes out a bedika cloth, and does a bedika. Isyam is not shayach to get a full-fledged bedika in the Chorin Ustakin. It's not shayach that immediately after Tashmish, you're going to have your cloth in your hand during Tashmish Hamita. And like, right? It's Isyam is not shayach. But the Asham Tali Shear of putting your hand under the pillow and pulling out the Bedika cloth, that is Shayach. The Mechaber writes that if you see Gimel Pa'amim, you have to get divorced. And the shear seems to be that you see the dam right, meaning the shear that's ordinarily called Asham Tali shear, that's enough to establish the woman as a Rasa Machmas Tashmish, to get divorced, etc. That's what the Mechaber says. Rabbi Isserles, the Ramah, writes that no. He writes, Einanu Biki and Eza Mikra, right? Einanu Biki and Bashi'ur Hanizkar, Balachin Kosher Ra'a Shalish Pamim Samach Latashmish, Mikri Ladidan Machmas Tashmish. Right? The Ramah says it's not mamish sticking your hand under the pillow and taking out the Badika cloth. Right, it has to be samach latashmish. The Shach writes that if I find the dam in the morning when I wake up, that's not enough. It has to be samach latashmish, but we don't know what the Rama means about samach latashmish. How samach is samach? So in Rav Vosner's Shirei Sheva Talevi, he quotes from the Makor Chaim. I don't know who that is. The Chatzi Shah is samach. Right, we have that shear by the malacha of Borer we spoke about. That half an hour is called Samach. We spoke about a Ramban that the Badei HaShochan pointed out in Kuf Pei Dalet, that the din of Aina HaSamach Levesta means Chatzi Sha'ah. That Zman is the real D'Oraisa. But before that Zman is a din D'Rabbanan of Prisha. The entire ona is the Rabbanon, but the half an hour before that exact moment when she's expecting her period, the Ramban says that is Dairaisa. Again, Chatzi Sha'a. What Chatzi Sha'a means, like Shasmani, Shal Sha'a, I don't know. No one gets involved in that one. But the Rav Vosner says that the Ramah, Samach, means Chatzi Sha'a. The Sifsei Levi in the back of the Shulchan Aruch says, he thinks that because Rasa Machmas Tashmish is a very serious issue, so we have to be choshesh for the bigger or for the smaller samach. The Gemara in Saita Lamed Tes tells me that that the Kohanim ideally should wash their hands samach for Nesias Kapayim. Right, we spoke about this in terms of the Dinim of Chafifa, Takeoff versus samach. Hard to know what samach is. But the Taisus over there writes that Samach means the Shir Hiloch Chaf Beis. 22 Amis is the distance between the Kiyar and the Mizbeach in the Mikdash. And Taisus on Lamed Tes and Sota says that's the Shir of Samach. The Taz quotes this in terms of making a Hefsek, let's say, in Simen Ches by Tzitzis. And the Ramah quotes this in Simin Kuf Samach Vav by Netilas Yadayim, that you should wash your hands. The sink should be within 22 amis of where you're going to eat your bread. If the sink is more than 22 amis from where you're going to eat your bread, what you should do, we spoke about in the Sugya of Birchas Hatavila, is that since by Netilas Yadayim, according to many, the Nigov is a chilek of the Netila, so if your sink is more than 22 amis away, you should walk with your paper towel and dry your hands on the way, because the shear of Samach is 22 amis. So there's a machlekes hapulskim within the Ramah that it's Samach, how Samach is Samach. L'cha'ora, if you have a smaller Samach, what you are going to do is have fewer women who are Ras Adam Machmas Tashmish. No? If you have a bigger Samach, you'll have more women who are Ras Adam Machmas Tashmish. The Ramah's line of Ein Anu Bekiyim, and therefore we have a bigger Zman than the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, this man is only Asham Tali Zman, that you stick your hand under the pillow and take out the bedika cloth. This means, l'cha'ira, that we put together two Ein Anu B'kiyams. Those of you are going to be my share next year for Yoreh Day. This is like one of my favorite topics. Can I say two different Ein Onu B'Kiyums? Ein Onu B'Kiyum about Maris Hadam. The Mishnah says only five colors are really tummy. No, four reds and one black. Ein Onu B'Kiyum, Mechvesnisht. I don't have the same type of eyesight that my grandparents had. That's one Ein Onu B'Kiyum. There's another Ein Onu B'Kiyum over here in terms of the Shear. You get the impression here that I'm saying two Ein Onu B'Kiyums, with Kiva Eger in Siman Tzadi Aleph seems to say that I never say two Ein Onu B'Kiyums. This is one of the things that I've been thinking about for years. Again, I'm weird. Okay, I got it. These are the types of things that keep me up at night. But whether or not we say different, we could put together two different Ein Onu B'Kiyums is a very large sugya lahalacha. Okay, so gentlemen, what we did today is the sugya of Rasa Machmas Tashmish Begadol. Next time I want to talk about Makos. I'm not sure if we're going to have shir on Sunday or on Monday. It depends on this snowstorm. I'm supposed to go away for Shabbos. I'm not sure whether we'll have shir on Sunday or not. But Judaism will go on. We have to learn Torah nonetheless.